Waiting on the Consumer.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Later this morning, we'll get the August reading on consumer confidence. It's expected to show a sharp drop from July's six-year high. Also this morning, the Census Bureau will report on income, poverty, and health insurance coverage. Researchers are expecting these 2006 figures will show the middle class is continuing to shrink. Jeremy Hobson has a preview.
Ron Haskins at the Brookings Institution breaks the nation into three income categories: bottom, middle, and top. He says trends from previous census reports show those at the bottom and at the top tend to stay there, and the middle class is getting smaller as people make more money.
Anybody over about $75,000 has done very, very well. In the middle, there has been progress, but at the bottom, there's been a lot of stagnation.
For some, that means living below the poverty line. But even if you're doing just fine yourself, these numbers matter, says Doug Besheroff at the American Enterprise Institute.
Everyone needs to have a good job, otherwise we're supporting them. The welfare of the country depends on all of us doing well.
One area where low-income Americans probably aren't doing well is health care. Ron Haskins says he expects the census figures will show an increase in the number of uninsured. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Yesterday's weak reading on existing home sales helped to send the stock market lower. The debate now whether the economy is headed for a recession. Stocks in Asia dropped in sympathy overnight. European shares are lower at this hour. Yesterday, the Dow fell 56 to 13,322. The S&P was down 12 points to 1,466. And the NASDAQ gave back 15 to 2,561. Well, the U.S. Open is underway in New York, and for the first time in many years, there's no Andre Agassi at the courts. In fact, there's no big-name male U.S. tennis star. Some commentators are worried a lack of star quality could mean a drop in interest, and that could translate into a financial hit. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Champion Roger Federer is the biggest name at the U.S. Open. Paul Swongard directs the Warsaw Sports Marketing Center at the University of Oregon. He says the Swiss player doesn't exert a strong pull on U.S. fans.
They probably heard about him, but may not be aware just how dominant a player he is. And personality-wise, he's not, for an American sport fan, interesting enough away from the sport to have them care about him.
Chris Widmeyer is with the United States Tennis Association, which runs the U.S. Open. He admits a big American personality generates interest in the sport in the U.S. Still, he says,
I can tell you right now that we are at record ticket sales for the 2007 U.S. Open. In fact, we might crack 700,000 attendees for the first time.
And he says more viewers were watching pre-open tennis TV this year than last. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
A huge wildfire is burning near the resort town of Ketchum, Idaho. It's already spread across more than 60 square miles, threatening lavish homes with a total value of nearly $4 billion. One insurance company responsible for covering 22 of these exclusive properties is joining the firefight. Here's Elizabeth Wynn Johnson with more.
Ketchum, Idaho is home to the venerable Sun Valley Resort. It's a magnet for people who like their mountain getaways to be as inaccessible as possible.
People come up to these areas to get away from everybody, and that's why some of these trees are so close to the residences. And, you got to admit, these are beautiful, beautiful residences.
That's Tom Futrell. He doesn't have much time to admire the architecture of some of these houses. That's because he's been contracted by insurance company AIG to save them.
Ready, Tom? And as you can see, there's ashes already all over this deck.
As he works, smoke billows down from the hill above. He sprays the home and its surrounding cluster of blue spruce with a clear, virtually odorless liquid. It's a flame retardant like the stuff fire crews dump from planes, minus the red tint. Futrell says a thin film will keep this multi-million-dollar retreat flame-free.
Total protection. Total protection.
That's peace of mind for the homeowner and for AIG. It created this service for what it calls high and ultra-high net worth clients in forested hotspots in California and Colorado. Idaho's Sun Valley is getting the treatment for the first time this year. That's because AIG insures almost 200 homes threatened by this fire. If things go badly, the company could face massive claims. Dorothy Sarna is National Director of Risk Management at AIG. She says there's a growing market for this kind of service.
People are building homes in areas where we didn't used to build homes. People are building bigger homes on the coastline, for example. They're building homes that back up to national forests.
Living so close to wilderness has obvious benefits and prices to match, but the risks are costly too, which makes a cloak of inflammability look like a real bargain to homeowners and their insurance companies. I'm Elizabeth Wynne Johnson for Marketplace.
It's opening day for the biggest gambling resort in the world. The Venetian Macau Resort was built at a cost of $2.4 billion. It has more floor space than four Empire State Buildings, and its sports center nearly rivals Madison Square Garden. Let's bring in Robert Nkwong. He is a reporter with the Financial Times. Robin, what's it look like?
There are large chandelier-filled hallways that lead in from conference rooms and large exhibition halls into the gaming floor, which is filled with gaming tables and slot machines. And on the second level upstairs, there is, I think, just exactly as there is in the Venetian in Las Vegas, the canals, the same gondolas, and they're lined with shops. And they had the ribbon cutting there at the Grand Canal earlier today.
Will this become a destination for people to do something more than just gamble? Are they hoping to have other businesses here?
That is the hope, and the other business is primarily the convention and conferences business. So far, until today's opening, it's just been gambling. If you come to Macau, you're here to gamble. But they have a large exhibition hall. They have an arena. They had Manchester United come over already, and there are, I believe, two NBA teams coming over very shortly. So they're trying to make this into sort of a real destination, a real holiday destination.
Robin Nkwong is a reporter for the Financial Times in Macau. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.